Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge All-Stars 3, Episode 3. I'm Johnny Fairplay. That's Lauren Pratt. And some of you might be looking at the screen going, I don't remember him from the challenge. And you won't. Why? That's Peter Davis, nominee for Best Music Supervision for Reality Television by the Guild of Music Supervisors. What does that mean? Pete's the guy that picks all the badass music for the Challenge All-Stars. We've talked about him almost every episode. Why? Because Pete, you fucking kill it. Pete Davis, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Long-time listener, first-time guest. Thank you for getting me through those paperwork days. my end of my week, I do my paperwork and I listen to you guys.
So, well, it is no secret we love you here, but we are not alone. The actual challenge participants, they love you, and the challenge fandom as a whole are so appreciative for the work that you do. It's incredible. So,
well, and honestly, the feeling is mutual. Without the cast, where'd my inspiration be? You know, they are the inspiration for everything we do on the show, and we just have such a, I mean, it's called All Stars for a reason. We have an all star cast. They're just incredible. There's a reason why they've been favorites for so long, and you know, we love being inspired by them, and you know, our incredibly like fanatical fan base. You know, you guys. You all mean the world to us too. You know, we wouldn't be here if not for all of you. So thank you.
All right. So we're going to talk a little behind the scenes, not too much. And if you're wondering if we have spoilers, if you've ever listened to the podcast, I know no spoilers. Lauren knows no spoilers because it ruins the show. And if I make these great predictions that are epically wrong, it makes it so much more entertaining for you, not for me, but for you, the viewer. But little known fact, peek behind the curtain. Pete does the musical arrangement for all these episodes literally 25 minutes before each episode. So he gets it Wednesday morning at 6:30 a.m.
I'm so winded right now, and that's why, right?
5:30 a.m. he gets it, goes live at 6. So rumor and innuendo, and please correct me if I'm wrong, there was an episode that aired 5 minutes late because you were just slacking. Is that?
You know, we all do our best. Okay. What can I say? You know, 5 minutes in the grand scheme of things, what is that even?
I mean, really, who's awake at other than Tommy Trina? Who's
awake? Other than actually everyone, it seems. From what I see online, you know, many people are losing copious amounts of sleep to stay up for All Stars, and you know, I'm here for that. So
I don't even, what time do you know what time it drops? Does it drop at midnight or does it drop in the morning?
I think it's midnight, except for when it's 12:27 and sometimes 11:30.
Fair enough.
I believe it's midnight on Wednesday. Is the drop.
Well, I don't think taking notes at midnight on Wednesday would help this podcast. So I'm glad I watched in the morning before, you know, after two cups of coffee.
Well, and isn't that just the greatest thing about streaming? Is you know, I mean, granted, you have to avoid spoilers if you do this, but if you're a morning person, you can do it after your morning run. And when you're making your muesli and yogurt, you can go, I'm going to pop up small stars and live my best yoga life. And if you're a night owl, you can come home after a night at the bars and go like, I'm going to live my best, pick your favorite lush from the show life.
So, speaking of lushes, Alex Trias is not with us. He sends his regerts. He was with me this past Wednesday night at Bolero Snort Brewery for the release of Juicy Fairplay IPA. We had a survivor viewing party. It was incredible. Everyone that was advertised showed up, plus a surprise guest. Can't say who it is. If you check my social media, next Thursday, I will be posting a picture of that surprise guest. And
is a live and learn moment because I was better late than never on the first episode where you had a yes on and you were talking about it. I was walking down into Hollywood yesterday and I found out that you have your own beer. I'm a huge beer guy.
No, well, this is the Juicy Fairplay Tropical IPA. It's a pineapple, it's coconut pineapple,
lactase, correct?
Lime, vanilla, milk, sugar, juicy IPA.
Oh, Lord.
So,
Already have a headache for tomorrow from that, but it sounds so delicious.
yes. So and so as a result, that was Wednesday night. Drove back however many hours yesterday. Zane Knight was supposed to be my driver. He, of course, is throwing up in my back seat into a sweatshirt. So that was a blast. Got home at 11:30. Was not on social media because I was driving the entire time. And then this morning, I'm just like, oh, let me check the Instagram. And I'm like, oh, no. I can't look at Instagram because apparently all I follow is people from the challenge. So yes. So I made it through this episode spoiler free. And speaking of the episode, previously on the challenge, Brad comes out of the water, but there's something in the water, and I believe it's Nehemiah, but it was really quick, so I'm not sure.
I can confirm, neither confirm nor deny. I mean, yes, I scored this yesterday. I scored this 4 hours ago. No,
Yes.
but honestly, in the grand scheme, it's like, who was in the water? A lot of them were in the water.
Yes. Was there not enough time to get Jaws for that 4 seconds of previously on?
You know, I loved me a good Jaws reference the first and fourth time I did it, but sometimes you got to do something new, you know?
Okay. I will say, I don't believe there's been a single episode that I have not had a record to hold up. And I'm going through
All right,
today's,
what you got this time?
I'm going through today. We'll get there. I'm going through and I'm just like, oh boy, Pete, you're making it hard. And something happens and I go, you know what he should play right here? And you do.
Then it comes on.
I have witnesses. So like it is literally typed. I'm just like, Pete. And then I'm just like, oh, Pete, of course. Well, I mean, why would I think any different?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but I'm
Yes.
betting it's the one that I'm thinking of too.
I'm sure it is. So, Mark, oh my God, I'm so prepared. Mark,
Oh no, you got one
the
too. You got one too.
Mark high fives his wrestling buddy, much like I high five my wrestling buddy every morning that I wake up. Mine, unlike Mark's, does have the hole in the back. But yeah, they're very fun to have your own wrestling buddy.
Why is this what I needed for today? Like, I'm not, never shocks me.
Fun fact, we decided with Mini Mark, we came up with a suite of a few different kind of specialty cues that have kind of like a little bit of a Balkan sort of vibe to them. We were just like, you know what Mini Mark needs? He needs his own kind of like theme suite.
Oh,
So
wow.
so, something to look out for, but we made sure Mini Mark got his due.
Mark is Mini Mark is the Shan of the Challenge All Stars 3.
He really is the Shan, isn't he?
Well, hopefully he doesn't ruin the Ponderosa. All right.
We are
Oh
going
gosh.
there today.
Yes. Next we get a little rot was you break out the deep cuts every now and then. Was not expecting a Robin cut on today's episode, but we got
So
Show
that
Me
is.
Love.
I need to preface this by saying that getting to work on 3 seasons of the show has been just an absolute dream job for me as someone who grew up on a very healthy diet of Rick D's Weekly Top 40.
Ah.
When Robin had her resurgence, I mean, I think at this point now it's like 8 years ago and she's still kicking ass. I was just like, oh, this is good, but it's not Show Me Love. Having the opportunity to put that on was awesome, just because like that was one of my jams from growing up in the 90s, and it was just like bringing it back with like the greatest and first Robin song.
When I lived in Los Angeles, I actually lived I eventually lived in Los Angeles, West Hollywood, the top of Fuller by the gates of Runyon Canyon,
Oh yeah, very
the
familiar. Right
Pinnacle
down
Apartments.
that way, actually.
Yeah, the Pinnacle Apartments right by the last
Yeah.
apartments on the right. And but prior to that, I lived in Venice Beach, 21 Thornton Avenue, I believe, and it was the apartment building and the beach was the Kiss FM Beach House, where I
Okay.
think Rick Dees did the top
He did
40
his
from.
thing, yeah.
Yes.
If he didn't do it from there, he might have done it from the studio in Sherman Oaks, but did like the things there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so I grew up overseas actually on a military base, and we had like one American station And so essentially what they chose to play at that time was what we got to listen to. And so 4 hours every Saturday, it was counting down the hits with Rick Dees and trying to figure out the algorithm.
Oh, there you go. And did you think Disco Duck every time you heard him?
Actually, because also on the military station, but much later at night, was Dr. Demento. And I would listen to that every week, and he would play Disco Duck.
Oh, there you go.
So a little bit of crossover there.
Full circle.
Yeah.
So during, I believe this is during Show Me Love, we learned that Kendall and Kellyanne are very flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wild.
Wasn't it?
Like, I just wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah. I don't know if Kendall hates me. I know the other one does, so it's okay. next, peek behind the curtain. Huge fan of both of them. So sorry, one of you doesn't like me.
The reference of the other one doesn't like. That's just what you went with. They didn't even get a name. You just went with the other one.
I stopped saying their name when they. That's a season one callback. You got. So next we learn of the Treehouse Alliance, and the Treehouse Alliance is composed of Kayla, Sylvia, Jimmy, Veronica, Tina, Ronnie, and Derek.
And somehow and Derek.
One of them has gas.
I signed an NDA. If you're digging for the who's who on the gas here, you won't find it from me.
That's fine, because I'm willing to put Lauren on the spot here. Who's your money on?
Oh, freaking Derek. Has to be.
Oh, I'm going Veronica.
Oh, well,
No, I'm pretty sure it's Derek.
are you guys, what if Mini-Mark was spying on him? Who knows?
Oh,
that's a good reference there.
Yeah. He doesn't have the hole in the back, so it would be a tight fit coming out. So. Oh my God! Here we go. We got some love from the chat. OMG! The legendary Pete Davis. The music on this season one has been amazing. Andrea S.
So much
with the love for Pete. Pete, we got nothing but love. Like, we might not get it in the live comments, but when I check the comments afterwards for telling me everything that I said wrong this episode, they will also say that Pete rocks.
Awesome. I mean, it really means a lot. Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate it.
So next we see Nehemiah, and he has lost his one and two. He has lost LT and Melinda, and he is scared to be open about his West Alliance. And I understand that. But at the same time, I don't feel that he's too secretive later on in the episode about that alliance.
I think it was kind of everyone knew that before it even happened. Just, you know, they were same season. They've been buds for ages, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's what I've never.
I guess maybe where he's coming from is like, let me not rub it in. You know, like, let's not be obnoxious about it. I don't know.
But it's like last season with Nelson and his partner. He ran the final I can't remember her name, but it was just, you know, it's like they're from the same. They're both from Oakland or whatever the area. They were from the same. And it was just like, you know, I'm not going to tell people that they're not going to know we're working together.
Oh, you're talking about Darrell and Janelle.
Janelle. Yeah.
And he's like, show. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Bay Area.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to tell anybody. They're not going to know. We're going to have the secret thing. And everyone we have on the podcast, they're just like, yeah, everyone knows that they're both from Oakland or and that they hang out.
Here's the thing is, you know, you're dealing with people who, you know, our youngest cast member is 29 and our oldest is 52. These are people who are grown adults who have been very successful in life and careers, and they're not dumb. Like, you know, you can try to pull the wool on their eyes, but they're not fresh, young-eyed, you know, like, this is my first competition show, what I do. These people are pros,
and
can't pull the wool over their eyes.
And they're all on social media and have seen pics of you with whoever you happen to be front. I mean, like,
right.
I have seen 100 pictures of Nehemiah and Wes. So it's like they're not taking pictures together because they're better enemies.
Right. There's no point in hiding it if everyone already knows about it. Just roll with each other and it's no big deal. Because everyone in there has connections with people, the long history that they all have with each other. It doesn't freaking matter. You're going to know a bunch of people that are in there no matter what.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's the numbers are going to fall however they fall. Like, if you have more friends, you have more numbers. If you have less friends, you have less numbers. I mean, like, you know, one of my arch enemies on Survivor is Sandra Diaz Twine. You know, I don't know.
The
there's
queen,
probably
the queen is the queen.
There's probably 15 pictures of her at my last viewing party in Durham. So she came to my party because she hates me.
Right.
Andrew asked Pete, do you do the music for the main show too? No,
I do not. I have two amazing colleagues who have done the last few seasons of that. And, I mean, truthfully, they were my inspiration going into this because they just do such an incredible job and week in, week out. And so when I started doing, you know, All Stars, it was like, okay, I have to like live up to what they do. Cause honestly, like they kick ass. But no, that's all them. They're, you know, they all power to them for what they've done on the main show.
Can I put them on the spot? Because this is kind of avoids any responsibility on your end. Are you ready? Potentially.
I prefer if you didn't.
No. It's a fun. Okay. So, are you familiar with the tattoo challenge fan, Tommy Traina? The guy he has the tattoo.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there is a guy in Reddit who frequently posts every time he gets a new challenger.
Yes, tattooed. Yes.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Tommy. That's Tommy Traina. He has a band called Don't Bite Your Tongue. This is a CD. And he has three songs. Well, he has many songs, but he has three songs that he feels are perfect for the challenge. Not All Stars, but for the actual challenge.
Okay.
Well, if they were to make it your way, would they make it? Would they make it their way?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always happy to pass anything on. I can't go further than that. But,
no, that's fine. So Tommy was at the
and I'm sure when they watch this later, they'll be like, "Oh, what are we getting?"
Yes, they
what are we getting?
So Tommy was at the viewing party Wednesday night, and afterwards we were hanging out, and he was just like, "He goes, you're talking to the music guy." And I'm like, "I am," and he was like, "That's so cool!" Like, yeah. we love. And he was like,
"Which?"
He goes, "I have nothing for him." And he goes, "But."
Which, just a fun corollary on this, we have a couple mutual friends in common. Speaking of music and challenge, the band All Good Things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Admittedly, I need to actually get back in touch with them. It's been a bit because they've been a little busy, you know, kicking ass and, you know, and doing that. But long ago, I had used some of their prior band's music in Real World and challenge back in my coordinator days. The band Say No More, Drive Through Classic, and Goodnight Sunrise was Dan's band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this right here, I don't know if you can see, is the remainder of a joint that I smoked with All Good Things and, who's the band? Is it Papa Roach? I think it's Papa.
That looks like a Papa Roach.
I think it was the Roach from Papa Roach. This was from Blue Ridge Rock Fest. So it's not to be smoked. It's a cherished item.
It's a relic. It's a relic.
It is. So, but yeah, that's my souvenir I have. I could have cut the ticket stub, and I'm just like, no, this is pretty. This, you know, this is in the height of COVID. It's perfect. Yeah. So, all right. Quick question from Chris D. What was Pete's favorite musical moment you scored on All Stars?
That's like choosing between children.
Yeah, I can always answer that.
All right, there have been many, but I would say the first big one that stands out to me was one of the first, actually. There were quite a few in season one, but the Wilson Phillips hold on moment, the ropes above of water, where John A is, you know what, I'm back, I'm doing this, I just had my second kid and I didn't know what to expect, but holy crap, I'm kicking ass. And the editor who worked on that is just always a delight to work with, because he just has these ideas that are like insane. And so we decided with that, we wanted to, because we had the mountains in the background, we wanted to kind of do one for one with, you know, the song and like the music video of the song with what we had visually for the challenge. So we even had the soft dissolves and the birds flying and the mountains. And then we have the chorus kicking in. And then I believe that was Kendall makes it across and snaps Jonna's rope and she falls in the water and we just drop out with her.
Wow.
And that, I mean, that was great. And also in episode 3, the ice block challenge, that editor is another one who has some fantastic ideas. And he took Shimmy Shimmy. And when I want to say it was Anissa pushing Big Easy on it, did a DJ move and we hit that in right on the like. So those are a couple of my early favorites. Last season's finale. This is one I meticulously worked on. Andrea True's more going into in the gross eating challenge. I've never met me a gross eating challenge I don't love, by the way.
Love
that shit. Andrea True's more going into a wind down and a wind back up into Len Steal My Sunshine, but Len Steal My Sunshine samples Andrea True's more. Little bit of a technical one that that we got to play around with and work with, and I always love doing things like that. And then I was a huge champion of Republica's Ready to Go, and we decided to kind of do a fake out this season with a we're giving you the epic orchestral version, you know, like this is the sad movie trailer, blah blah blah. Oh my god, everyone's gonna die. Just kidding, you get the regular song too.
Yeah.
so those are a few of them in particular that really, you know, stand out to me. And of course Boston at the end of season one. I just love that band. And of course New Radicals, you get what you get. Like I said, it's really hard to choose. But those are a few of my favorites.
And
who can forget Save the Palace, of course.
Yeah, Save the Palace.
I mean, Tech's amazing, and you know, it was wonderful getting to work with him and to make that happen.
So did he come to your studios, or
he's got so much initiative and drive, and he basically reached out and said, hey, by the way, I turned our thing into a song. Here it is.
Oh, wow.
And we were just like, oh, this is good. We have an idea.
Wow.
You know, he just did it on his own and sent it over and said, hey, I did this. And we're like, you want to maybe have it in the show? And he was like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
My biggest pop of any season thus far was Ooh by De La Soul.
That was a good one. And, yeah. You know, like I said, I told you, I had already been... You know, I had eyes on that one for a while, and it was just finding the right place. And when you mentioned it, it was like, oh, well, great minds think alike.
Get ready.
Yeah.
So, all right. So next, we see MJ and John A are close, Lauren.
Does that not surprise you? I mean, they were together last season. They did just win. So I would hope so. But you never know. People can come in with a rival that we never know about. Something can happen. It could be shifty.
Yeah, they're close. So they are thinking that working with Wes isn't the worst idea, but is it a deal with the devil?
I feel like it always is with Wes. Seriously is. I mean, we've seen Wes go pretty far in most of the seasons that he's competed in, but some of them he goes early, and he's really good with the political game. He seriously is. He always tends to go with newer people, but everyone on this season has played before because they're all stars. So he has to kind
They've
of,
all been in a final.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So yeah. He normally picks up the rookies. There's no rookies here this time, so he has to really figure out how he's going to maneuver the game.
Yeah, so... So
it's interesting in this that the rookies are actually the OG of the OGs are really kind of the rookies when it comes down to it.
Because it's been so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yes wants a talkie date with Wes. And how would you say this went, Lauren?
From a scale to 1 to 10, I would say I'm just going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah, this seems like a lot of my first dates.
Okay, but would it have been as good to watch if it went well?
No, it was absolutely perfect. So we learned that Wes is going to eat or going to bake, eat, and shit out. Yes, and then we learned that Yes has no tolerance for Wes's shit, which works out because it's Yes.
That's like the snake eating its own tail. Actually, how does that?
It is so, but.
transitive property, that would mean that he has no tolerance for himself. I'm just
that could easily be a possibility. So for the record, I love them both. I mean, I'm tighter with yes, but what I got no favorite kid in this fight. I love this is the battle I never knew I needed, and I am for it. I don't want it to end anytime soon, because when yes potentially goes in against MJ, I'm just like, holy shit, like, are you ruining this already? Like, stop. I mean, I'm rooting for both of you. I mean, like, I understand your enemies. I get that. I'm for that. But please string the, it's like a Ghost Island. You like, we had the whole buildup between Dominic and Chris Noble. And it's just like, this is the season. It's Chris's army versus Dominic's army. What's going to happen? They have the merge. Chris goes home. And I'm like, wait, What are you gonna do with the rest of your season?
Right, it's like, where do we go from here?
Yeah, like you literally set up your season based on this, and it's one and done.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I feel like I would have edited it different. Just me. So. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so that was a horrible date. So it's time for the our challenge, and it is playing dirty. And in playing dirty, you grab a ball in a mud pit, and guess what, folks? There's not enough balls. And
surprise!
Yes. So this is, essentially as
a I mean, it's a class. You know, this is a classic. This one just never. You know, we just change the location of the mud pit, and it works well every single time.
Yes, as TJ explains, it's essentially musical chairs, and he is correct. And guess what, folks? You get to sabotage someone if you won the previous challenge, and that would be Yes. And if he's going to sabotage anyone, it's going to be Wes. So, cue Wes's new tank top, Wes's nice new tank top, courtesy of Veronica, from Yes to Wes, 35-pound vest. And so now it's Kendall's turn to give out sabotage. And she goes, hey, I have a question. Can I use this on a guy? And TJ's like, yeah, of course. Fuck them over. I don't care. Like, I want to see someone fucked up. So, you know, yeah. Like, you know, I'm sure.
Just so long as somebody gets it, it's not my problem.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm sure, you know, like, putting it on a guy was not the worst move. So, so then she goes, wait a second. Can I put it on me? And he goes, yeah, but can I just throw out a little reminder in case you forgot? You're playing for $500,000. So why would you put the vest on you? And I'm like, there you go. And Jordan's like, hey, I'm over here volunteering. Just, you know, do not. There we go. Andrea S. says it right here. Kendall is so unintentionally messy. And God bless her, because I don't think she's trying to be messy.
I don't think so either.
I'm trying to play a mature game here. I'm not trying to get in the drama. I'm trying to stay out of everything. I'm asking every question possible that will not leave blood on my hands. And it's just like, okay, what would put the most blood on my hands right now? Oh, MJ, let's go that way.
Well, and that's the great thing about All-Stars is people aren't necessarily playing the way you'd play on, you know, Survivor or a Mothership Challenge. You know, they've got their own way of doing it. And there's no wrong way of playing the game. Ultimately, you know, maybe that strategy was making sense to her. And
yeah, well, I think she would do that in a regular challenge. Not, like, I don't think she's awful. Like, I think she's trying to play nice.
Yeah.
And she was just like, she goes, okay, who's the guy with the biggest muscles that 35 pounds would affect?
Right. Who's going to affect the least? You know, like I can understand how that was working. It's like, yeah, this will affect, you know, the biggest guy the least. Let's just make it an equalizer. And, you know, she wasn't necessarily thinking like, wait, this is one of my numbers.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm with, like, I completely understand it. I mean, like, when someone volunteers, that's there's your easy out.
No, it isn't an easy out, because you can literally say, you volunteered for this. Sorry if you came in last place. You still said you asked for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know?
There's no blood with a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it absolutely was there. So, and I don't, honestly, it maybe helps Jordan not be less Butterfingers if if he has the vest on. Maybe the vest is sticky in some way. So, or maybe, as Andrea says, maybe she knows MJ was mean to Fair Play in Nashville. I try to be nice about this whole MJ situation, and I have reached out and I've heard nothing back. So I could say fuck MJ right now, but I'm not. I'm still gonna play nice. MJ, we need to chat. Because once again, I feel like I probably, if I had to guess, because my girlfriend was just like, she's like, you know that guy? I'm like, yeah, he chokeslammed me on his carport in Nashville. And she was like, ooh, like, what did you do? And I'm like, whoa, why do you follow that?
I would have said the same thing, though.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I've hung out with you before, so I'm just saying.
Pete asked me the same thing off the air. It's a recurring theme. So Derek explains that this is the Mud Bowl Classic of the
Championship of the World.
Yeah. Derek, improv is hard. I get it. I do a podcast. You do a podcast.
I thought you did a great job with that one. That was a great title. It was so great. We gave it its own title, slam and gold.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to improv is hard, but it's okay. As long as we're giving out participation awards, it's
the participation trophies.
Yes, for renaming challenges that already have names, which is called playing dirty. So, Derek, I love you. You know I do. So the ladies go first. Veronica, last place on round one. And we have here during the ladies segment of the challenge, Dandy Warhols, We Used to Be Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Kendall and Kellyanne, are none too happy with people that they thought they were their friends when the Treehouse Alliance is on full attack mode. So is it obvious that there's a Treehouse Alliance?
Well, so, like I said, these people aren't dumb.
Was Derek wearing a wig in this challenge? And didn't get last place, which is so amazing. No, Derek would accidentally win, and it would be revealed that he was playing. So, was it? Our winners for was it Kaylee?
Kayla.
Sorry, Kayla.
Different show, Johnny.
Yes, sorry. Kayla wins. John A. second. Sylvia third. And then our next round, Tina tackles Kellyanne. Wow.
Tina's not messing around. Like, she goes all in for stuff.
Yeah.
But this is not without repercussion. Why? Her knuckle comes out. She looks for her knuckle. She's missing one. Pushes it back in. She's like,
She finds it and puts it back in.
Yeah. So, for someone that made TMZ for a similar kickball injury, Tina, I can relate. It sucks. So, I didn't see her going again.
In kickball?
I called I was playing infield. I was playing shortstop or third or shortstop or second base. One of those. I'm not sure which one's which. Sports ball. It's fine. And
I'm very much team sports ball.
Right? Yes. I am normally hidden in right field, you know, where the least damage I can do to the team. So as far as kicking in kickball and I'm pretty good. So catching, I'm not a good catcher. So
you and I should never be on a team together because we would we'd torpedo it. Like,
well, we could sub out as long as there's extra people.
Never
on the field at the same
time. We'll be over at the bar when the game's done.
Yeah, never on the field at the same time. But otherwise, yes, we'd be fine. So anyway, I was playing infield. We were short players. I was just like, oh man, we're really short players. So I'm playing and we were playing like a college athlete and he's like 280, 300 pounds maybe. And he kicks it straight up and they're like, fair play. You got, this is easy. And I'm like, no, it's not. And so it's in the air forever. And I catch it and I go, I can't believe it.
I did it. And then you look down and there's nothing but blood.
This is, well, no, like I'm fine. Like this is the greatest. So I'm there. And so kickball rules, he can run through you. And if he knocks it out of your hand, he's safe. And he does. And I'm just like, oh man, that sucked. But then I look and my this finger right here is going the opposite way. And I was like, oh, that's not right. So I push it back up and it goes back down. I'm like, go back up. So actually I think it was my middle finger. So anyway, that my broken.
I mean finger, that your middle, that could have been a career ender for you.
Oh yeah, finger. Right. So anyway, this makes TMZ. So
I'm glad you got it fixed though.
Yeah, well, the crazy. So this was many, many moons ago. I was shockingly at the time drinking moonshine, and so I call my my doctor, who's a friend of mine. I'm just like, hey, I just broke my finger. Like, you know, it went all the way back. I've been drinking moonshine. What do I do? And this is, you know, like 9 o'clock at night, and he goes, keep drinking moonshine. Do not waste your time at the emergency room. Put some popsicle sticks and tape on it. And first thing in the morning, go to your fingers, toes, doctor, or whatever. Just be there in the parking lot and talk to them. And so I do. And I explain to the doctor what my doctor told me. And he goes, tell your friend, thank you. That's the correct advice. So I was like, hey, who knew? Yeah. It's now time for the guys, and here's where we see Veronica saying nice tank top, and it's time for Christina Aguilera with Redman.
Redman. Well, so interestingly, it was a tough decision between that and just using Redman's. But this is where, you know, one of the things I do love about this show is that it is such a collaborative effort, and credit where it's due. Our one of our producers, Chris, actually, day one of working on this episode, basically told me this song is going in
this episode.
This song is going in. And I'm like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
It was definitely his. He was definitely the champion of it. And, you know, I am happy to, you know, all credit where it's due there, because honestly, it was just tremendous. You know, it was a great moment. You know, we loved working with it.
Do you ever do like a bar trivia?
Oh yeah, I love trivia. During the pandemic, my friends and I would because it all moved online. My friends and I would do like weekly trivia where we'd have like our Google Meets up, and then we'd have trivia on the screen, and you know, there are the prizes where they're raffles, because obviously they can't proctor you cheating. But yeah, I'm a big trivia guy.
Yeah, so I every other Monday I do trivia, and then sometimes on Thursdays, just based on schedule. Everything's about to open up. Like I got one more week, guys. You want to see Johnny Fairplay for the last time until September? Next week for the finale of Survivor Season 42, I'm going to be in Hamilton, Ohio at the Pinball Garage for the Survivor viewing party. It's next Wednesday night, May 25th. Free admission, giving away autographed picks from some of your favorite survivors, also giving away a Season 42 buff signed by a Final Five castaway. Does this person win? I don't fucking know. However, it's signed by this person. I'm giving it away. Come to Pinball Garage next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. it starts. We're doing trivia throughout the night, and the show starts at 8, and then we're going to have the finale and the live special. So excited. Come to Pinball Garage in Hamilton, Ohio, right outside Cincinnati. And then the next day at 12:35 p.m., Cincinnati Reds versus the Chicago Cubs. Johnny Fairplay throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, that's awesome.
What the fuck? Is that crazy? Anyway, getting back to trivia. So I will be doing trivia. My trivia team name, always, Quiztina Aguilera.
I love it. Oh, that's fantastic.
Shirts available at johnnyfairplay.com. It's got Christina's face with a trivial pursuit pieces for her eyes.
That's really great.
So feel free to steal that, anyone, unless you're playing me, and then that's stupid. So, and if you don't like that, these are usually the people that we play against, but I think it's a good name. Trivia Newton John.
Oh, that's great too. Wow.
I know. I don't have that shirt.
I can really step up my name game.
I know. But Phil, as I said, steal Christina Aguilera.
I mean, honestly, I'm horrible at coming up with great names. I usually put my focus on like winning.
Oh no!
but when it comes to the name, like I'm like whatever you guys want. Like my ideas are all stupid.
Oh yeah, no. Go to JohnnyFairplay.com. Get shirts for. I have them available in purple and black.
Nice.
So there you go. All right. Let's see. So it's we got Dirty. MJ is out first, and the next heat, it is hotly contested between Nehemiah and Yes. And because Yes decides to run over Nehemiah, and Nehemiah says he's going to beat Yes's ass if he comes at him again. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? There is some serious shit talking here.
Yeah, it's the good-natured fun of All-Stars has been turned on its head.
I don't think there was good-natured fun. I mean, like, my girlfriend's watching. She's like, because Nehemiah is a friend of mine. Yes is a much newer friend of mine, but a friend nonetheless. And I'm just like, these are two good dudes. And yes, it's, you know, it's a competition, but you know, it's, you're playing a game.
Yeah.
So what was yes?
You are playing a game, but you have to remember that in the heat of the moment, in the mud pit, emotions come out.
Lauren, are you cool with this this Nehemiah reaction?
Oh yeah, I'm cool with it because honestly, like, he's there to compete, you know, got taken out and Yes got the best of him in that situation. And hopefully we're going to see some more of them like intermingling and in different challenges. Thus,
we got seven more episodes to go this time. He knows that.
So Yes has two enemies now. This guy flew under the radar the entire season one. Of All Stars.
Well, you can't now because he was the winner. So obviously he comes in with a huge target on his back, so might as well go guns a-blazing.
Oh, because some assholes presented them as in the winner's limo to be presented. Gave him special music and everything. All right, hold on. Sam, did you hear about the Challenge 38? I you know what? I heard a rumor about 38 at the party, and I'm not discussing it. Someone asked if I would do the chat. Here, folks, let's just squash this once and for fucking all, okay? I go do the challenge, like the, you know, the MTV challenge. Okay, say I go. Number one, I'm the first fucking target. If you're not getting rid of me, you're a fucking idiot. You're gonna get rid of me. Okay, I'm stealing your fucking airtime. I'm an easy fucking win in the arena. I got 8,000 reasons to get rid of me on the challenge. Not on Survivor, but on the challenge, on the regular MTV challenge. I'm going to the arena first. I go into the arena. I don't win. I don't care what the fuck it is. I don't win. If they can put me in the female version, I don't win against anyone in the MTV challenge. And B, I could get hurt. So let's see. At the end of the day, I'm fucking first boot. I get hurt. I don't win. What does it do for my brand, my legacy, anything? Nothing. I'm not going on the fucking challenge. Are we good? Thanks. Squashed forever. Yeah. Please.
So. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
I mean, I'm made for Survivor. That's what I'm made for. I ain't made for the challenge. I like if you meet me and then meet anyone ever that's ever played the challenge, you go, oh, wow, Johnny's not made for that. So, yes, we're a different breed.
Would you ever do Big Brother?
No, because it's too long.
Yeah.
I would do Celebrity Big Brother.
Celebrity.
Yeah, Celebrity, yeah. Regular, no. That's 3 months. I don't want to go anywhere for 3 months.
That's fair.
Like a five-star resort at Key West or Jamaica or whatever. Don't want to do that. I don't want to go anywhere for 3 months.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So I mean, I just that ain't me. So, all right. So it's four to see who becomes the authority and wins. Brad wins, then Derek. Photo finish. And then Jordan, who with despite having slippery fingers, gets the ball across, and we get during this Soul Survivor a little Young Jeezy. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. I thought I would have Young Jeezy. What's that?
Is that Young Jeezy and Akon? No, it's yes. Yeah, featuring Akon. Yep.
Yep. So I did. I thought I would have that in my like. So underneath this pool table right here is and underneath those pinball tables are 2012 inch singles. And I thought that would be in one of them. And
oh,
it is. I couldn't find it. so we're not there yet. Yes. All right. Yes. So Johnny is not happy, but we'll discuss that. Whew. Right after this break. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories per serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my favorite, maple waffle. Now, Magic Spoon recently brought back their two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Thank goodness. But they're back permanently. And when these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. Now, I'm here to let you know you can get them again or try them for the first time. Why? Because they're delicious and indulgent.
Johnny, Magic Spoon has so many great flavors that I really enjoy, and even my kids enjoy them. We have the cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter. All these are really great combinations. They enjoy waking up in the morning and getting some Magic Spoon right off to start their day great before they head off to school. I think everybody listening should give Magic Spoon a try, or if you've tried them already, it's time to reorder. Let's get you some more Magic Spoon and get your day started right.
Hey, when I finish a podcast late at night, the first thing I'm thinking is not sleep. It's let me grab a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon before I go to bed.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code survivor at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use the code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. Don't forget, for more exclusive Reality NSFW content, visit adfreensfw.com.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry, Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew, BlueChew.com. Promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thanks, Blue Chew. I owe you my life. All right, with that, it's time for the disco party. And when you're at a disco party, what do? You shake your groove thing. Peaches and Herb. I felt this, that is, this is low-hanging fruit, Pete.
What?
This is low.
I mean, look, what would you have gone with?
That.
Disco party.
Right. I mean, like, it wrote itself.
You know, there's a lot of places where it's like, you know, the world is your oyster on what you're placing. And then you have a 70s party and they're dancing and they're dressed up. And it's like, you go with what they give you.
Yes. So is there, I don't, maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't. Is there actually music playing that we don't hear? And like when they're coming down the stairs, like, is there music playing when they're coming down the stairs for their intros? Yeah,
they're listening. They're listening to, like, you mean in the house for
yeah.
the parties? Yeah, they've got music.
Yeah, but like for the intros, or is it silent to make it easier for you guys for like stuff like this?
Oh, they're listening to music, but okay. You know, it's at a reasonable level so that we can still do our thing, because even if it was like, okay, we had everything, you know, they're cleared, the fact of the matter is when we're montaging it, the music would go
yeah.
hit.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, they've got music, it's just at a reasonable level so that we can make a television show.
Okay. Yeah. So wasn't sure if you could answer that, mm-hmm. excellent choice. So everyone's having fun, it's all about just partying and dancing, it's not about politics, but Wes is here,
it is.
Well, Wes makes it definitely about politicking, and he goes up to Jordan, who was Wes's initial target, but apparently Jordan doesn't know this, and so Jordan wants to put in yes, and Jordan is for it. So in spite of his vote in the authority later, Jordan wants no blood on his hands, as we discover from the authority meeting.
We'll just throw in the votes. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I'm nominating. Was it Naya? Nia?
Naya, who was not even relevant in this episode.
Yes, and Derek, I believe. Or Nehemiah.
Nehemiah, yep.
Nehemiah, yes. So, no. All right, so Jordan is for it. And I'm like, oh, no, Jordan, don't make me hate you. I mean, I don't like your haircut, but now you're doing this. For the record, I spent a lot of my childhood with a mullet. So and at one time, I literally permed it, which why? I don't know. Because is it my hair curly enough? But I literally had a permed mullet at one time. So, and then it's time for the ladies to decide who to go against Veronica and whatever Veronica wants, because the treehouse is calling the shots. I'm like, okay. So Wes then asks John A for yes. And I'm like, ooh, let's see where this goes. And then we learn that Cyrus is MJ's choice, and that is a strong possibility. So, episode one, we saw a very diplomatic way of doing the of who's nominated. That shit has gone out the window so fucking.
I was going to say you knew that was going to last all season long. Of course, they were just going to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, the only one that got fucked by that was yes, thus far is all I'm really. so
do you think that was ever supposed to be the plan beyond episode one?
According to yes, but according to everyone else, no. So that's where the yeses need to work a little different. All right, so we then learn that Brad wants yes, and I'm just like, yeah, I get that. And he is attempting to discuss this with Derek, but Derek is more interested in the red glasses, because looking through life through rose-colored glasses makes life better.
His reaction when he put those glasses on, it was just a lot. I don't know if it like changed. I don't know how it changed the vision that much, but he just put them on and was like, ooh.
Have you ever put on red lens glasses?
I have not. But
it's a big difference.
Like a huge, huge difference.
Huge, yeah. Huge difference.
That's why the saying exists.
Yeah, rose colored glasses is a saying for a reason.
But like he acted like he had never put them on before, and I figured he probably did.
I don't think he has. So, well, or if he had, he just remembered the experience being so wonderful. He was like, I want to relive it.
And he gave probably the same reaction that he just
maybe
gave.
He had rose colored glasses about the experience. And
yeah. Anyway, we then learn that Tina's injury was a little more than we thought, and there's only one way to go out if that's the case. How am I supposed to live without you, Michael Bolton? Thank you, Pete. And no, Tina, I do not have this on vinyl.
I have to say, Tina has been, you know, definitely a joy to score things to. Last season, Simply Red, if you don't know me by now. I mean, she's just such a, she puts herself out there, and she makes my job easy, because it's like, who better to send off with these just amazing ballads than Tina?
I love her so much. I like,
she's great.
I don't, she can leave early every season. I don't care. Just put her on every season. And if she makes it to the end and wins, even better. But I'll take any Tina allotted.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully casting agrees. So it's time for the authority meeting, and Cyrus is going in, Kendall's going in, and according to Cyrus, seemed pretty intense, you know, based on Derek's reaction, explaining everything to him, and then we see the actual footage, not so much. Derek, God bless you for playing the game. Because you snowed over your buddy. It's just like, oh man, you don't understand.
It was a tough decision, and then clip to the tape. No, not really.
Yeah.
So Kendall's going in, and Kendall's like, hey guys, I don't think you understand. I left my family to be here. Kendall, I don't think you understand. Everyone left their family to be there. Just throwing it out there. So
nobody brought their families to Panama.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. She has more family than most. So, but we're not talking a bunch of 20-year-olds with no fucking life that do this professionally as the MTV challenge. We're talking, you know, what was our ages? 29 to 52?
29
yeah.
to 52 is the age
Kayla's
range.
Kayla's the youngest. Kayla's
29. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure Kayla has some shit going on in her life.
I mean, Kayla literally got married after this.
Yeah. So I mean, like, yeah. Like
she flew from the UK.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I understand that, you know, you have three kids. They, you know, they potentially don't, you know, you might have a better job. I don't know what you do for a living. So, but as I said, this isn't like watching I think Spies, Lies and Allies episode 0. You had Amber M, I believe, talking. It's just like, you know, they're like, she's asking people like, what do you do for a living? And they're like, girl, the challenge.
Like that's at the same time, though, you know, we have to admire that she's, you know, willing to put her heart out there and basically express her feelings on it. You know, like it's really great that, you know, like it just comes back to one reason why we all love these people on these shows is they put their whole selves out there. You know, yeah. If she just kind of like shrugged off, just like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, you know, like that's boring. And I really appreciate that she does, you know, plays with her whole heart and puts it out there.
I like that too. But at the same time, like I don't like, as I said, like if this was the MTV, just the regular MTV challenge, like, as I said, a lot of these, this is what they do. So this is not what these people do. Like, you know, a lot of these people have waited.
There is less throwing of pizza on ours.
There is. Well, I mean, there's the Pizza Pita that got involved right before.
Oh, the Greeks. Okay, going back to the question, my favorite moment that I've scored with score was Saladgate.
Oh, there yes. You go.
I just have to bring it back to Saladgate. Like when we started working on that, it was a moment in our meeting where we were all just like, what a gift. Like elimination is a gift, but also Saladgate is a gift.
Yes, yes.
And
so,
that was just so much fun.
And when we interviewed Ayana, I literally started the interview by eating a salad and made her wait while I ate a salad with my hands.
That was amazing.
So, all right, Andrea S., thank you. I was not aware of this. Guys, Kendall quit her job as a nurse to do All Stars 2 and 3 and is now bald, dealing with an undisclosed... Well, she wasn't bald when she did this. I did see she was bald, and I think she's bald and beautiful. So, and Kayla travels the world as a social media influencer. Okay, well... once again, other people have jobs and families. So, and, you know, congrats to Kayla for being a social media influencer, but she also, you know, left to go get married afterwards. So there.
And regardless of what you have going on, it's always a bummer when everyone, you know, says you're going in, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, everyone's feelings are valid.
Yes. All right. So, Jimmy's mom reaches out to, you know, Murray. And as a result, there's a video conference and is revealed her dad is not doing well and she's going home. And good on her. I will say this. I have been told by every family member, including the dead grandma, that if there's ever a health crisis in my family, that they will not tell anyone. And if anyone were to find out and let me know, it doesn't matter. Do not leave. Get your money because there is nothing in the will. They promised me. So
I will you to stay and try to get your own bootstraps.
Yeah. So I will you to get the inheritance that you think you're going to get that you're really not going to get. And I promise you. So please stay. Yeah. So yes. So, but, that sucked because Jimmy's so fun. I mean, mm-hmm. She's a confessional queen and, I really felt we didn't get, what we were owed from her this season, but once again, bring her back. It's okay. No one's mad. So, you know, we get it. We understand, you know, her family is much closer than mine in every way, I'm sure. So bring Jimmy back. So, so it's time for the arena. Kendall and Veronica off the hook. So we had two girls gone. So y'all ain't got to fight. So, but that does not stop John A being nervous for MJ. So the challenge of the elimination is wait up. And you're in a cell. You have to throw sandbags into a weighted device. And once there enough go in, a wall is exposed that you take a hammer to break through in some way. And we learn right here that MJ is a general contractor and might have the advantage. And I'm just like, Pete, there's only one song that can be played right here. And if you don't do it, we're no longer friends. You're not on the podcast.
There it is.
Oh, but wait. Original pressing. Red vinyl.
Wow. It's a beauty.
So a fan, Corey Tugwell, sent me this. As a guest.
Awesome.
So
that's a huge one. So yeah. It's interestingly, there were last season, episode 9, I think, when they did the Wrecking House one, we called the episode Break Stuff. I have no control over the episode titles. So people would be expecting the song only to not find the song and be like, where's the song? And
yes.
It's like, oh, it'll come at the appropriate place. Right now you're getting Walking on Broken Glass.
Yes. So I was expecting that last go around. I did not get it based on the episode title, but as I said, that, you know, they fucked that up, not you.
But here you are. Here you are.
How, I mean, if of all my, this is one of my, this is a prize piece.
Yeah.
Original pressing Limp Bizkit Significant Other. That's one of my white whales.
I'm just happy to be of service and you showing off your limited edition vinyl.
Yeah. Did you? So here, that's the my record crate.
Is that a stand up of Jeff Probst?
Yes, you see his penis.
I remember being there for that.
His penis is drawn on.
Oh gosh,
it's to scale. It's very large. Do you ever see that nude pic of Jeff? Do a Google search.
Who are you asking?
Yeah, I was like, who are you asking?
Both of you, I guess. Do a Google search. Jeff Probst nude. Oh, so apparently, he was changing for a TV show or something, like some wardrobe lady took a picture. Jeff is hung. Good on you, Jeff. So yeah,
I'll pass.
I will also. Hey,
I'll take your word.
Pass.
Oh, well. It's impressive that you know how many people right now are pausing this podcast. So unless they're listening, they're like, oh, I can still listen and look. It's fine. So yeah, get on Jeff. So yeah, Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit. It's the edited version. What's the call there? Was that a network decision?
We always use the edited versions because this has to, if they want to, you know, last season they actually showed an episode on MTV, and eventually, you know, if they want to make that call, they need to, like, we would have to do multiple versions of it if that were the case. And so we just go with the edited because we want to make it work for everyone.
Okay. So on the show, I mean, like, you know, they'll, if it goes into syndication elsewhere, whatever, they can bleep what they need to bleep that people say, but it would be a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah. It's a different thing entirely to do a bleep track on the dialogue, but doing it with the music is just so jarring and terrible and a nightmare. And so we just don't screw with it.
I've never noticed it until this song.
Yeah. It takes a special edition vinyl version of yours to notice, but I really don't think it you know, like, there's enough cursing on the show from the cast.
Oh, Cyrus.
We don't need it in the music too.
Cyrus and LT alone, we're good.
Oh yeah. Which, I mean, one of the things I love, the fan reaction is basically like, it's so refreshing to hear them like say like fucking shit and both, like, without censorship. And I'm like, I figured it'd be, you know, like, oh, all these people are back, and it's like, well, yeah, that's cool, but like hearing them curse is awesome.
Yeah.
it's like my everyone's inner 12-year-old is reemerging along with all of their
that's where I'm at
watched growing up. Yeah
I'm right there. Like, I'm just like the first episode of All Stars 1, I'm just like, holy shit, they're saying cuss words. This is my favorite thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think anyone was expecting when, you know, like, oh, they're doing an All Stars version. Oh, well, you hear the first one, it's jarring because you're not used to hear it. You're like, wait, this isn't FX after 10 p.m. Like, yeah. What's going on?
So no, I on my first season of Survivor, Mark Burnett goes, when you're out here, you fucking be yourself. You fucking talk like you fucking talk. And I'm just like, all right, cool. And so I'm just like, fuck this, fuck that, blah, blah, blah. And so like day two, they're like, you're not going to be on the show. Like, we cannot show a single thing from day one from you. And I'm like, well, Mark said. They're like, yeah, Mark said no.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
Mark said, but we're the ones who actually put the show together. So we're the ones who get to deal with the, you know, like the levels. So like, Mark, you can listen to Mark all you want, but we're saying it.
Yeah. If you'd like to be on the actual show that we're putting on CBS, yeah, shut the fuck up. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So anyway, it comes down to wire. MJ barely wins. And it was I liked how they did it because, and of course I was rooting for Cyrus. Sorry, but it was close. If Cyrus had figured out that the swang bucket when he's throwing the sandbags, I don't think it would have been as close. I think Cyrus would have won. And yeah. Cyrus, God bless you. You're looking good, brother. The best Cyrus has probably ever looked in a challenge. TJ gives him props as deserved. It was really fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely one of the greats, and this is just such a fun one to watch. It was just, for me, what I loved is just seeing their different techniques and you know, decide is like, I'm gonna destroy this motherfucker, and MJ taking, I guess you'd call it the Jordan tug of war approach, where it's like, I know I don't have the raw strength, but what I do know is I can essentially perforate and then just do one big shove.
Yeah.
But it was just a fun one. It's a fun one. It's always just fun to see the different strategies that different people do and how they tackle things and how that turns out.
So next week, it looks as though a sub comes in. We lost one too many females.
Uh-oh.
But does it matter? Because then we see an ambulance, and I don't know if it's for a guy or a girl.
It matters.
But, a couple questions from the comments here. Christy, does Pete work for BMP? The answer is yes. So they worship him. I mean, he has a corner office, ton of windows, top floor. pretty good stuff.
So is that a nice way of saying tent on the roof? No. No, I do. And honestly, I really do have to give a huge shout out to our team on the show, our editors, our producers, our music team. It really is a group effort. And like the best thing about the show is like, it was, you know, born out of all of us just being in our home, you know, pandemic and all this. And it really was a great way to kind of get through that. And, you know, I have some of the greatest coworkers in the world who work on the show. And so huge shout out to them for everything they do.
I think they're okay, Pete. Oh, thanks, think you're Chris. The man. And as Christy says, I worship him. And Christy, I'm right there with you. I worship Pete as well. And I don't know if you can answer this. We'll see. Maybe there's something you can say. Can Pete give us any clues about the season coming up?
What season's coming up?
I don't know. What season's coming up?
I wish I, you know, as much, like, honestly, you probably know more than I do.
Yeah, like, probably.
You know, yeah. I'm the All-Stars guy. When it comes to, like, I'm a huge fan of, I call it the mothership, but I watch the mothership the same time everyone else watches the mothership. I specifically I'm like, nope, don't tell me anything. Like our supervisors on that show, I'm like, don't tell me anything that happens. They've been very good at keeping me spoiler free because I don't like spoilers. I find out everything about the regular show when the normal viewers do. I try to stay away from spoilers online too, because, you know, there's no fun in it.
Yeah, as I said, so, like new Star Wars comes out, new Spider or new Marvel, whatever. First night, I don't want it ruined. So, and same
with, to the point where if I can hear something in the office, you know, when I in the office, if I hear something in the vents, I will go take a break and do something until they've moved on, just because I don't want to hear it.
Boom, there you go. So we're on the same page.
So wish I could help you out, Chris, on that, but you know, you probably know more than I do. So
probably, yeah. Go on Twitter and look at everyone I have blocked or muted. For the next 4 years, and then I'll unblock them, and I'll catch up on a lot of shit I didn't know. So with that, Pete, thank you so much. Is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a little treat here. One of our composers was kind enough to put together a playlist of the score that his team wrote for our show. So it's in the I put it in the private chat here.
Okay, I can share
if you want to share it to the comments. But yes, if you ever find yourself at the gym and you want to you know, find that, like, you know, walk into daily challenge music or, you know, anything like that, there it is. Something a little unique and different. Cause honestly, you know, like the score is not the necessarily like, okay, it's not the big songs everyone knows, but the score drives the show. And our composers just do an amazing job of, you know, getting us great stuff and unique stuff that really makes the show special. So, there you have it.
I just put it on there. I'm also, if you're looking at the description for this episode on YouTube, you will see the link there. So adding it right now. So it'll be right there in the description. So that's so cool of you guys to add that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, with that, Pete, you rock, man. I've been waiting. Like, this has been an absolute
pleasure. I'm so happy to have been able to join you all and chat with you, you know, about the show and what we do and just in general, you know. And thank you, like I said, thank you guys for just doing a entertaining and fun podcast to watch and listen to. You've gotten me through many a paperwork day. You'll get me through many a more.
They're still coming.
Yeah.
So with that, thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Pete. Thank you to all of our listeners and viewers. Click the subscribe button. You know, become a patron. It's the best way to support the podcast. Go to adfreensfw.com. If you want some crazy stories, holy moly. Wednesday night was insanity. I had Zane Knight. He stole a sign from a bar. He stole M&Ms from the hotel. He threw up, and there's so many. And I found out how he got voted out first boot. And you will not believe that story. So become a patron right now. Adfreensfw.com. Everyone, Thank you so much. You're the best. This is why I do this. Thank you. And for more reality NSFW content, visit adfreensfw.com.